With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to reports, the Israeli cabinet will vote Tuesday or today to approve or deny a ceasefire deal with terror group Hezbollah. This comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approved the potential deal in principle. The Trump team is cheering the special counsel's decision.
A spokesman for Donald Trump welcomed the Justice Department's announcement, calling it a major victory for the rule of law. Now that Trump is the president-elect, Special Counsel Jack Smith is dropping the 2020 election interference case and the classified documents case against Trump. It's DOJ policy to protect presidents from prosecution while in office, and those protections extend to a president-elect. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, forecasters are warning of possible winter storms across the U.S. during Thanksgiving week.
Rain and snow in parts of the country could interrupt Thanksgiving week travel. In California, where a person was found dead in a vehicle submerged in floodwaters over the weekend, authorities braced for more precipitation while grappling with flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday.
He says the East Coast could see snow and rain for Thanksgiving and Black Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
Macy's says it's delaying the release of its third quarter numbers after learning an employee intentionally hid up to $154 million in delivery expenses. Macy's says an investigation found a single employee intentionally made erroneous accounting entries for almost 3 years to hide the millions in delivery expenses. This is SRN News. A new agency targets Planned Parenthood.
Elon Musk has been tapped by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, and one of its first actions may be to cut federal funding from the nation's largest abortion business. Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who all serve in the new agency, have reportedly placed Planned Parenthood on a list of groups that are benefiting from taxpayer dollars and are liable to be cut off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Russia's upper house of parliament has endorsed a bill banning adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries that support the queer trans agenda. The Federation Council's also approved bills that outlaw the spread of material that encourages people not to have kids. The legislation, which was previously approved by Russia's lower house, will now go to President Vladimir Putin to sign into law. Lawmakers in the country have recently passed a series of measures designed to limit the radical queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. Turned out to be yet another record-setting day on Wall Street Monday.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, led by gains in smaller companies. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Monday, pulling closer to the record high it set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 440. It's about 1% to the record high it set on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Smaller companies outpaced the rest of the market. The Russell 2000 index of smaller stocks finished just shy of its record. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. That came after President-elect Donald Trump said he wants hedge fund manager Scott Bessent to be his Treasury Secretary. Seth Sutel, New York.
Microsoft is investigating global outages on Outlook, Teams, and Exchange that happened Monday. The company confirmed they were looking into the issue and then said they found a recent change that caused it. More details at SRNnews.com.